With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hezbollah rocket strike today at a soccer field in Israeli-controlled Golan Heights has killed at least 11 children. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hezbollah, quote, will pay a very heavy price for this attack. Questions about whether it was a bullet that grazed former President Donald Trump in that assassination attempt. His former doctor says there's no question about it.
Representative Ronnie Jackson, a Texas Republican who was Donald Trump's White House doctor, pushed back Friday on congressional testimony by FBI Director Christopher Wray that shrapnel from a bullet might have caused a wound on Trump's right ear during a July 13th assassination attempt. Jackson wrote in a letter, which was shared on X by Trump's senior advisor Jason Miller, quote, there was no evidence that it was anything other than a bullet. After the shooting, hospital officials in Pennsylvania did not hold any kind of medical briefing about the nature of Trump's injuries. Most of the details that have emerged have come directly from Trump or Jackson, a close political ally. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Trump, meanwhile, is taking his campaign back to Minnesota later tonight, a state that has favored Democrats much of the time. Also, at SRNNews.com, President Biden may no longer be seeking re-election, but his job approval numbers are low.
According to a three-week average at RealClearPolitics.com, President Joe Biden's job approval numbers remain low, even though they have slightly improved to 41.3%. Two other polls indicate Mr. Biden's approval has improved above 45% after last Sunday's announcement that he would not seek re-election. But separate averages asking about favorability show that Mr. Trump is a percentage point shy of 44%, with Vice President Harris trailing at 40.1%, marginally ahead of President Biden, who stands at 39.4%. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. An ancient Christian building has been discovered in the Middle East.
Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of what is believed to be the home of a bishop in Bahrain, demonstrating the spread of Christianity in the region before the adoption of Islam. The groundbreaking find was constructed sometime in the 4th century and shows how followers of Christ had established themselves in what is now Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faced with declining membership, aging buildings, and large underutilized properties, many houses of worship closing their doors, but some congregations using the land in ways to reflect the faith. Some are repurposing their property to provide affordable housing as the housing crisis intensifies around the nation. One Presbyterian church in Virginia sold its historic stone building. It's now a six-story complex with 173 apartments. This is SRN News. A major, huge embarrassment for the Paris Olympics.
Olympic organizers have said they are deeply sorry for introducing South Korea's athletes as North Korea during the opening ceremony of the Paris Games, as the North Korean athletes waved their nation's flag on a boat floating down the Seine River on Friday evening. They were announced in both French and English as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. South Korea is the Republic of Korea. The IOC says in a post on X in Korean, we deeply apologize for the mistake that occurred when introducing the Korean team during the opening ceremony broadcast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A North Carolina state regulator says a nonprofit run by the wife of the state lieutenant governor, Mark Robinson, must repay $132,000 for what they call disallowed expenses while carrying out a funded child care meal program. More details at SRNNews.com.